This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 465, The Philosophy of Great Customer Service, part one, by Derek Sivers of Sivers. That's SIVE.RS. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator. Welcome to this Saturday edition of Optimal Startup Daily. And today's post is a little bit longer than usual, so I'm going to read part one for you today and then finish up the rest tomorrow. So with that, let's get to this post from Derek as we optimize your life. The Philosophy of Great Customer Service, Part 1, by Derek Sivers of Sivers, SIVE.RS. I was honestly surprised that my company, CD Baby, was such a runaway success, but I was even more surprised to find out why. CD Baby had lots of powerful, well-funded competitors, but after a few years, they were all but gone and we dominated our niche of selling independent music. 150,000 musicians, 2 million music buying customers, $139 million in revenue, $83 million paid directly to musicians. What was the secret to CD Baby's success? I never did any marketing. Everyone came by word of mouth. But why? I honestly didn't know. So whenever I was out talking with my musician clients, I'd ask them. For years, I asked hundreds of clients why they chose CD Baby instead of the alternatives. Or I'd just listen as they'd rave to others nearby about why they loved it. Was it the pricing? The features? Nope. The number one answer, by far, almost every time someone raved about the company, was this. You pick up the phone. I can reach a real person. They called and got a real person on the second ring instead of an automated call routing system. Or they emailed and got a surprisingly helpful personal reply instead of an impersonal scripted FAQ response. And that was it. Who could have guessed that despite all the efforts put into features, pricing, design, partnerships, and more, clients would choose one company over another mainly because they liked their customer service? I structured the business to match this priority. Out of 85 employees, 28 people were full-time customer service. Since then, many entrepreneurs and interviewers have asked for my customer service tips and tricks, but I recently realized it's not something you can add on top. It's really a philosophy, a mindset that has to come from the core. I'm no expert on the subject, but I've learned a few things from 16 years of experience. So here are the six key mindsets that I think guide great customer service. Actually, I prefer the term client care since client implies a relationship instead of customer, which is transactional. But I'll use the normal term instead of confusing things by using mine. Number one, you can afford to be generous. The number one most important mindset to start with, underlying everything before engaging in communication with a customer or client, is that your business is secure. Even if it's not, you have to feel that it is. Money is coming your way. You're doing well. You are one of the lucky ones. Most are not so fortunate. You can afford to be generous. All great service comes from this feeling of generosity and abundance. Think of all the examples of great service you've encountered. Free refills of coffee, letting you use the toilets even if you're not a customer, extra milk and sugar if you need it, an employee that spends a whole hour with you to help answer all your naive questions. Now contrast it with all the bad experiences you've had, not letting you use the toilets without making a purchase, charging an additional 50 cents for extra sauce, salespeople who don't give you a minute of their time because you don't look like big money yet. All bad service comes from a mindset of scarcity, feeling like they'll go out of business if they don't fiercely guard their bottom line. They say the reason those in poverty so often stay in poverty is that short-term thinking of desperate survival doesn't leave room to think of long-term solutions. If you really feel secure, abundant, that you have plenty to share, then this feeling of generosity will flow down into all of your interactions with customers. Share. Be nice. Give refunds. Take a little loss. You can afford it. Of course, it's also just smart business. Losing 10 cents on extra sauce can mean winning the loyalty of a customer who will spend $1,000 with you over the next 10 years and tell 20 friends that you're awesome. Number two, the customer is more important than the company. Think of a time where you had to make a big decision. For example, the choice between a job that pays more money versus another that pays less but gives more freedom. Do you remember how it felt when you were conflicted between these two choices, weighing pros and cons, going back and forth? The way you resolved this was to finally decide which value was more important to you. For example, more money or more freedom. Most of us don't decide which value is most important to us until we're forced to make this decision. But if you want great customer service, you need to make this value choice up front and decide that your customer's happiness is your top priority, above company profitability, and then make sure that everyone in the company knows this and acts upon it. You can't micromanage the details of every possible scenario, so make sure everyone in the company knows that whenever they have to make decisions about what is the right thing to do, always do what's best for the customer, what would make them the happiest. And don't worry about the company. The customer is more important than the company. Number 3, customer service is a profit center. Companies put so much energy into sales, getting people to buy, but they don't put as much effort into the customer experience after people buy. Anyone can see the reason to focus on getting customers to buy. It's obvious profit. But it takes some wisdom, experience, and long-term thinking to understand that keeping your existing customers thrilled is even more profitable. Customer service is not an expense to be lessened. It's a core profit center, like sales. It's something you put the best people on, not the cheapest. You've heard the old business truism that it's 5 times harder to get a new client than it is to get repeat business from an existing client. So this is where you put it into practice. Hire the sweetest, most charming people and make sure they have all the time in the world to spend with your clients. Making sure they're so heard and so happy with your service that they'll tell everyone they know. Hire enough people so that they have the time to pick up the phone instead of routing people into an automated system. If they're so busy that their communications are getting too succinct, it's time to hire another. It's worth it. To be continued. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled The Philosophy of Great Customer Service by Derek Sivers of Sivers. That's SIVE.RS. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Derek for letting us share his work. Derek is a super talented musician and programmer who created the popular website that was mentioned in this post, CD Baby, where independent musicians could sell their CDs online. This was back in the 90s when CDs were how we all listened to music, of course. Around 10 years later, he still owned the entire company and sold it to disc makers for $22 million, putting most of that cash away into an organization that he created called the Independent Musicians Charitable Trust, which will fund music education after he passes away. Derek is also a TEDx speaker and popular writer with some great books like Anything You Want. Definitely worth checking out. You can come by his site, which is just his last name with a dot in it. That's Sivers. And again, the website is spelled SIVE.RS. All right, that is it for episode 465, the first half of this post from Derek. And I will, of course, be back tomorrow to wrap up this post. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.